This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump commenting on the violence in American cities of the last few weeks.
The wave of violence and destruction that we've seen in recent weeks and months has occurred in cities exclusively controlled and dominated by the Joe Biden party. If you take a look, the top 10 in the country are Democrats. It's Democrat-run cities, and it's a shame, and it can be solved so easy.
He also blasted Democratic opponent in the November election, Joe Biden, yesterday for not speaking out against protests across the country. Earlier in the day, however, in a speech at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden had already stated his case.
I want to make it absolutely clear, something very clear about all of this. Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit there today, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for a white police officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. President Trump said he would not be speaking with Mr. Blake's family.
I spoke with the pastor, wonderful man, the family's pastor, and I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved, and I thought that was inappropriate, so I didn't do that.
This is VOA News. The oil industry has asked the United States to pressure Kenya to change its world-leading stance against the plastic waste that litters Africa, according to environmentalists who fear the continent will be used as a dumping ground. The request from the American Chemistry Council, whose members include major oil companies, to the Office of the United States Trade Representative, came as the U.S. and Kenya negotiate what would be the first U.S. bilateral trade deal with a country in sub-Saharan Africa. The agreement is expected to be a model for others in Africa. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited the United Arab Republic Air Base Tuesday, where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi, the thorniest issue in the Emirates' newly established ties with Israel. Mr. Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, is in Abu Dhabi as part of a U.S.-Israeli delegation that arrived on a historic direct flight from Tel Aviv on Monday to mark an accord struck last month to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the UAE. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reports that Iran's supreme leader has called the United Arab Emirates' recognition of Israel treasonable.
The development that we had today was that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, spoke out against the deal. He said that it's treason that will not last long. This sort of underscores the security dynamics that underlie this deal. Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and other Arab Gulf nations all view Iran with great suspicion because of its regional activities, because of its nuclear program.
Israel has denied reports that the deal hinges on the sale of U.S. F-35 stealth fighter jets to the UAE, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he opposes a move that could reduce its strategic edge in the region. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking to reporters during a virtual briefing from the agency's headquarters in Geneva on Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives. Dr. Tedros said in all cities and countries, individuals must not attend large gatherings at stadiums and nightclubs and implement a rigorous program of testing, contact tracing, and isolation. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of those cases. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. And this is VOA News.